to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the statements by our high school graduates, Alice Shirley and Alex Joseph, on Pentecost Sunday, June 5th, 2022.
St. Philip's has been a big part of my life since my family moved from England to Michigan in 2005. Since the beginning, Sue and Christy have made my family feel welcome in the church. Sue looked after me in the nursery, and Christy looked after me while my mom was on bed rest. My first memories of the church are sitting in the pews with Jane and Wayne Porter, sitting impatiently, ready to run downstairs for Sunday school. I had many teachers at Sunday school, and I always looked forward to the art and crafts. When I started playing softball in second grade, Kathy Gravino helped me understand the sport. She came to many of my games throughout the years, and has always been incredibly supportive with all of my endeavors. Another couple that supported me are Jed and Alan. I've enjoyed spending many happy evenings with them. As we moved on from Sunday school, I was part of a small middle school group with Lori Weeks, where I got to know some of the other middle schoolers. We connected movies to the Bible, and I had a lot of fun. Onto youth group, I was fortunate to have two great leaders, Jane Brown and Kathy Gravino. We are both incredible role models. Jane Brown is always volunteering and serving the community. She's someone I aspire to be. Kathy Gravino always encourages me to pursue my passions and think outside the box. More recently, I've had the opportunity to get to know Mary, who has the most amazing and interesting stories and great advice. There are so many people that have supported me and shown me kindness through the years, including, but not limited to, Frank and Wilma, Sylvia and Chuck, Jen Depp, Jim Bain, Nimple Weber, and the Pratt family, and of course, Father Eric. St. Philip's is such a nurturing and loving community. It has prepared me for the next stage of my life. I will miss you all as I head off to college, and I'm grateful for the way it has shaped my faith and my experiences.
I've been a part of St. Philip's since before I can remember, and growing up with St. Philip's has always been a strong community that's like very different from other churches. Like, what we have here is very unique, and I want to thank everyone for coming out for this service, for me and Alice's and Ryan and Izzy's graduation service. It means a lot, and I want to thank my parents, you know, for like not throwing the towel in ever. And I want to thank Father Eric and Jane and Kathy for, like, ever since I turned like 14, even before that, always been around, you know, had someone to talk to with them. And high school is very abnormal. Kind of glad it's over because I'm never doing that again. But yeah, thank you everyone for coming out.